Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1001. Visible translated text is as follows. Holloway, E.F. continued Conley, Jim familiar with whole building, page 77. Not duty of Conley, but of Holloway to watch door, page 78. Washing his shirt, 28th, page 79. Tried to hide it from Holloway, page 79. Witness did not see Conley, 26th, page 78. Cords lying scattered all over factory, page 31. Dalton, C.B., never in or about factory, page 77. Day watchman at factory, page 29. Distances measured by Holloway, page 79. Frank, Leo M. Never familiar with Conley, page 77. Never spoke to deceased, page 30. Worked Saturdays at factory, page 78. Gant, J.M. Talked many times with deceased, page 30. Hopkins, Mrs. Daisy Never in factory. After June, 1912, page 27. Immorality, none practiced in factory, page 77. Lee Newt, first Negro night watchman, page 77. Saturdays at factory, page 77. Frank worked on, page 78. His office door never locked, page 78. Holloway at, page 77. Salesman frequently there, page 78. Frank always saw them, page 78. Subpoenaed to Dorsey's office, page 80. Hopkins, Daisy, Mrs. Atkinson, Miss Laura did not know. Page 134. Basement of factory, never in. Page 135. Character attacked by Floyd, J.R., Goddard, R.M. Goddard, Wal, Ballard, N.J., Carr, Henry, Rice, J.S. Smith, Lem, Menk. Pages 221, 224. Would not believe her on oath. Pages 221, 224. Dalton, C.B. acquainted with. Page 134. Has seen him once only at his house. Page 134. Never visited factory with him. Page 134. Never introduced him to Frank. Page 134. Frank, Leo M. She and Frank never spoke. Page 134. Never visited his office, never in his office. Page 134. Worked in factory formerly, packing department, page 134. Never in factory since June 1912, page 134.